Into sports.
20 yards out, Urs to shoot. Don't shoot! Oh, what a goal for Fabinho! Wow!
Then get into the all-new OTB Sports app.
I think when he apologises to me, I probably will say hello to him, yeah.
No. Videos, sports news, live scores, interviews.
If Fabregas is going to come up to me in the street and give me some of the mouth that he would have given me on a football pitch, what would he do? He'd get a slap.
Plus, exclusive content on the OTB Podcast Network. The biggest names in sports, ready when you are. Search OTB Sports on your App Store and download it now.
The OTB Podcast Network.
Now, you're very welcome back. So we're turning to the Gordon Elliott situation. A huge figure in the sport of horse racing, needless to say. A three-time Grand National winner, 32 Cheltenham Festival winners. Winners today at Punchestown. But it is most certainly not business as usual. There is widespread anger and condemnation at the photo of Elliott sitting on a dead horse, a horse in his charge. Elliott's on his phone, gesturing to the camera. There has been reaction. Betfair, for instance, ended their relationship with Elliott. He's been an ambassador there for several years. Michael O'Leary, one of his big clients, has pledged continued support whilst condemning the photo. Horse Racing Ireland and the British Horse Racing Authority have condemned the image. British Horse Racing Authority have said that Elliott horses won't be racing on UK soil whilst the investigation continues. And that investigation has been conducted by the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board. They've launched a full investigation. They said today the matter will be dealt with as quickly as possible. Mick Fitzgerald was on Sky Sports Racing this morning, was emotional about the situation.
I can't help but feel anything else, but like, I felt so sad, because the number one thing that we have to get out to everybody is how much we care about these horses. It is so important that everybody who is watching this channel, who has any interest at all in our sport, knows that at the heart of this are people who love these animals. Mm. And look, it's making me quite emotional, because
yeah.
These horses have given me a life that I'm privileged to have.
Mm.
And it just makes me feel really sad.
Yeah. Obviously, you've been around horses most of your life. You rode for one of the top trainers over here for such a long time, Nicky Henderson. I mean, you won all the big races. But behind all that glory and, you know, riding races, you could see behind the scenes what was going on. The lads and lasses who care for these horses every day, love them so much.
I've been in situations where horses that I have looked after and ridden have unfortunately, you know, paid the ultimate sacrifice in our sport. And the care and attention they get right till the very end, we have to emphasise to everybody watching that it's so important that people know that we care for these horses.
Tom Malone works for Off the Ball, owns horses, immersed in the racing world as well. He was on OTBAM this morning. He had this to say.
I actually saw this photo first probably about last week. It was going around a little bit on sort of some WhatsApp groups and the like, and my reaction to it between then and now in the sort of 6 or 7 days since hasn't changed a jot. I just think it's absolutely disgusting. It's very, very difficult for people to see that photo and not change their perception of the person in it and the way they think of the animals that they work with every single day. And that's a massive problem, really, for racing, as far as I can see, because, you know, when we look to sell this sport to people who are not that familiar with it, one of the key aspects is the love individuals have of their horses and the lengths they will go to keep them sound, to resuscitate them, to find their root in every single problem. And the notion that you just absentmindedly sitting them to take a phone call immediately after they passed away is completely the opposite to all of that.
Tom Malone there on OTBAM this morning. I'm very happy to say Richard Forrestal joins us, editor of the Racing Post in Ireland, and Johnny Ward as well, a racing journalist regular on the show. Johnny, it's worth reminding ourselves when this image first started circulating, people's initial reaction was, well, this is frankly so disturbing and inappropriate that it must be a fake, that it's so far over the line, there is no way somebody charged with the welfare of horses would behave in that way. That's the starting point here.
Yeah, like I saw this message first and actually didn't even pass that much heed to it. I think it was on Saturday morning because it was just like, well, there's no way in the world of God that's real. And went about my business and then it became apparent on Saturday the people I was talking to that it was real because I just think like you, Joe, just listened to you earlier on, I just cannot envisage a situation where anyone would get into a situation where you'd sit on a dead horse, A, B, you'd be smiling, C, you'd give the V signal and the P signal, and D, you'd allow somebody to take a photo, and then E, you would obviously be there where this photo was actually circulated. And it's just staggering. And, you know, the damage this has done, I think, for racing is very, very unfortunate and sad, because I can't think of a single person in racing who would think that it was a good idea or appropriate to do what Gordon Elliott did here. And I admire the fact that he didn't, you know, come out like yesterday and say, oh, it was doctored, it was fake, and lie about it. So he did admit that it was real. But the state was pretty fanciful, really, his suggestion as to what happened. And I think he dug a further hole for himself with that statement. And there's a lot of anger in racing today. I'm almost a little bit surprised at it because of his stature within the game. But between British trainers and some members in Ireland, Mick Fitzgerald's emotional words, as we heard there. And I was minded of, you know, the Leicester-Narossiuk series and TG Carr last week, where Desi McDonough was getting really emotional, kind of describing Monksfield and saying how I had a real connection with that horse, and I sincerely hope that he had the same connection with me. And, you know, I was nearly welling up watching it. And to reconcile that with a trainer who thought it was a good idea to sit on a horse who, let's remember, gave his life trying to satisfy his human masters in the means of running around a gallop to get fit to run in a horse race, is absolutely despicable. And I just can't get my head around how you could get into that scenario.
Yes. Richard, what's been the reaction in racing today? What are people saying?
I think, you know, a lot of people are keeping their counsel at the moment in Ireland in particular because they want to see what happens at the hearing, Joe. But I know from speaking to people myself and the messages I've been receiving that people are disgusted by it. I would echo everything that I've heard kind of so far from Mick and Johnny and so on. It's I think the problem here is that it betrays obviously the industry, you know, which works so hard to nowadays to, you know, nurture the positive messages, but it betrays on Elliott's behalf such poor judgment in getting into a situation like this. I think if this had been a stable lad or, you know, some random, you know, £7 claimer picture doing this, you could have explained it away as you know, a dumb thing to do from a kid who should have known better, or might not have known better, as the case may be. But when you have a trainer who would have been around 40, 41 years of age at the time of Gordon's standing, I think that is what, you know, increases the gravitas of all this and has fueled the anger. I see it online and I see it within the industry as well. Just the anger. I think an important point to make here is what he did was unbelievably stupid. It was immature, juvenile. I don't think his excuse that was offered and the veracity of it or otherwise is relevant. It doesn't matter. What matters is he did it. But I would make a distinction, I think, and it's an important one, is that he did something unbelievably stupid, ill-judged, immature. Whatever the reason for it at the time was, doesn't matter. But I would add in this caveat because I do think it's important. There is no welfare issue here. And I know from being in his yard, and Johnny will know, and I know from looking at his horses and his team at the races, how well cared for his horses are. And that is going to be lost in all this, you know, that there's some sort of, because of the, you know, the impression of this as it reminds you, of course, of the big game trophy hunters and the safari or whatever. That is what comes to mind when you see it. And that is a desperately unfortunate parallel that some people are drawing. But Elliott, I believe he fosters a culture at the yard for great care for the horses.
Richard, how can any of us have faith in that assertion today?
Yeah, I can understand that question, Joe, and I appreciate it, and that's what everyone is saying, because when we defend the sport, you know, the existence of the sport, if you like, you know, we race on with a social license on, you know, because society permits us to. Obviously, racing comes under increasing challenges as time goes on. But our defence always is that the horses are cared for unbelievably well. And I say our because, I mean, I've, like Mick Fitzgerald, I've made a living out of this as well to some extent. Now, obviously, I've drifted into the media at this stage, but I still keep horses and I've kept them all my life, or I've worked with them all my life, sorry. And by Elliot doing what he has done, it undermines that defence and that line of argument. I genuinely believe that it's a one-off. I hope it's a one-off. I want to believe it's a one-off. And there is nothing I have seen anywhere else to suggest it is anything but a one-off. But he will pay for it. The BHA have already suspended him from having runners in Britain while the IHRB investigation is ongoing. We don't know what the outcome of the investigation will be, but they're coming. You can imagine the pressure they're under, given the groundswell of opinion.
What's the likely outcome?
Look, we're preempting things here, right, Joe? I would imagine the obvious rule for him to be charged under is Rule 272, which turns on someone who acts in a manner which is prejudicial to the integrity, proper conduct, or good reputation of racing. The likely outcome, it's hard to say. Initially, when this broke, I thought this is going to be a massive fine, possibly into six figures, and a significant donation to an equine welfare charity. Given the way things have gone over the last couple of days and the understandable reaction, the public reaction to this, I do wonder if now we're looking at a situation where he's going to face a suspension, and I don't think anyone could argue with that. I think it would be harsh in one respect on the owners, on the eve of Cheltenham, owners with horses who are innocent parties in all this. But I think it's a very, very real prospect now that he won't be having runners at Cheltenham. Whether that is by the IHRB's doing or whether it's a unilateral decision by the BHA,
okay,
I think it's very unlikely. And, I don't think anyone at the moment would like to be approaching Gordon Elliott or looking at a situation where he has won a Gold Cup or a champion hurdle a week or two after these images have emerged. I think a suspension is going to be palatable in this instance. It's not for me to say.
No, sure. I just asked you what you thought. Johnny, what do you think?
I slightly disagree with Richie, or fundamentally disagree on this being or not being a welfare issue, because if you look at the situation in this country where most households have a pet, and if my pet dog were to pass away, and this is the prism through which a lot of people see animals, I'd be actually very sad, and to think of posing beside a dead animal and laughing about it. So it kind of implies that once these animals are dead, they're basically gone, and they're no use to anymore. And there is an issue in racing where what you do with animals or horses who are no good anymore. So how they thought, as you alluded to earlier as well, Joe, the person who took the photograph, there was a fellow standing beside Gordon. They obviously deal with horses dying all the time, but the issue of a horse dying here does actually bring forward the issue of welfare, because they're pretty dispensable if this is the way you can deal with a horse dying on the gallop. So that's one thing I would say. Secondly, I thought as of yesterday, Gordon is not going to have a runner at Cheltenham. I can't see how he's going to set foot in a British racecourse anytime soon, because even yesterday the BHA statement was really, really hard hitting. And for me, there was no way Gordon was going to have runners at Cheltenham. And I'm not trying to preempt anything here either, but for me, they have to come down really, really hard. And what the BHA, the statement that it issued just before we came on air, is no surprise at all. The IHRB, Richie has done some really, really hard journalism on the IHRB and the problems it has had. But this is quite relevant, because the IHRB is in a situation where it has had to deal with an awful lot recently, some of it of serious welfare ramifications. And it has to put down a very, very hard message here, because if this isn't treated as something that is a complete outlier in the sport and has to be condemned in the highest possible way, we're going nowhere here, because racing, greyhound racing at the moment is in a really, really perilous situation. I'm not even sure greyhound racing will be around in 10 or 20 years' time. And there's absolutely no guarantee that racing will be around indefinitely, because we are reliant on people supporting the sport, betting on the sport and loving the sport. And what that photo did in terms of damage is absolutely unquantifiable.
This photo speaks to a fear amongst the population. However big or small that fear is, I can't say, but it speaks to a fear of a portion of the population that horses are mistreated or not looked after as best they could be, because there's money and there's human nature involved. It would be remiss of me not to go through the Elliott statement, which you referenced as well, Johnny. So he apologised and apologised for any offence which was caused. He said the photo was taken, quote, after a horse had died of an apparent heart attack on the gallops. I appreciate an initial viewing of this photo suggests it's a callous and staged photo, but nothing could be further from the truth. Now, his explanation goes as follows. I was standing over the horse, waiting to help with the removal of the body, in the course of which, to my memory, I received a call, and without thinking, I sat down to take it. Hearing a shout from one of my team, I gestured to wait until I was finished, end quote. And I presume that's what he's saying is the gesture in the photo, which looks, for all intents and purposes, like he's making a V sign, as we sometimes do when we're being photographed. He accepted in the statement, this information will not allay the concerns of many people. I mean, let's just, like, I didn't think a statement could make things worse, but let's just start with the obvious here. Nobody absentmindedly sits on a dead horse. I mean, I feel ridiculous having to state that, but let's just state that nobody absentmindedly sits on a dead horse. And when your phone rings, I mean, we don't all just collapse. You know what I mean? We don't lose all our faculties just because our phone rings. I hope sincerely he doesn't have a hands-free set if this is what seems to happen. So without thinking, in his own terminology, Elliot, with one leg either side of the horse, I'm presuming he didn't flop down a la a comfy couch, but he lowers his weight down onto a horse until he feels the horse beneath him. He continues not to notice he's on a dead animal. So his faculties seemingly so compromised, in his own words here, by this phone call. And yet, despite all the absent-mindedness, he's able to look at a camera, he's able to make a gesture, but he still fails to notice he's on a dead horse. So there's a bit of a contradiction there for me. In my opinion, the V-sign gesture is a gesture. It didn't look to me like, here, give me 1 second, I'm on a really important call. His facial expression didn't suggest someone who was being bothered, I'm on a really important call and I forgot where I am. It looks like a smile. And then the point I made in the news round, something he didn't address, and this is the welfare issue, and this is the general culture, and the authorities are going to have to look at this, the reaction of those around him. So at no point is the gentleman next to him, as his arms crossed, saying, Gordon, you've, without thinking, sat on a dead horse here. He's got his arms folded, he seems okay. One of the party, don't know if it's a member of staff, don't know if it's a friend of Elliot, I'm presuming it's not the first time Elliot has met this person, one of them deems this a photo opportunity. One of them calls Elliot's attention. That person takes the picture. That person feels safe in that environment, that here's the CEO of this yard and this is okay behaviour. This won't result in a reprimand. This won't result in me being asked, what the hell are you doing taking my photo like that? So the statement, I mean, if it wasn't so serious, frankly, it would be funny. But that, Johnny, is the issue here. That is why this is so damaging to the industry, because people look at that and they think, I don't like any of this. I don't like what any of this speaks to.
I can't even discuss the statement without just, I don't know, getting sick, because it was just so utterly absurd. And when it came in last night, it was really head in hand stuff. I was like, well, you know, I'd have to lodge it for confronting the issue. But this happened a few years ago. It was sent as a Snapchat. I think the caption was New Work Rider Today, and it was put forward as some sort of a joke, despite the fact that this beautiful, beautiful animal who basically given his life to race for the owners, which hasn't been ascertained yet, I'd like the owner to come forward and say this was my horse, had done that in the world of racing and had done it for the good of racing. And, you know, this was all over the BBC yesterday. It was all over the Daily Mail. It was RTÉ's top story. It's not a small member that you could easily treat as an absolute pariah. It's one of the biggest names in jumps racing in the world. And the damage is absolutely horrific. Absolutely horrific. And I think, like Richie, I'm probably encouraged by the fact that racing, despite the fact that we're dealing with the man, of such, you know, heft in the game here that it has come down so hard on it, because it probably realized today, and it was interesting to hear Kevin O'Ryan speaking on that, on Racing TV rather, because Racing TV hadn't mentioned the name. Kevin O'Ryan, who would be definitely friendly with Gordon Elliott, very friendly with the Elliott crew, was really harsh on it today. And I think people in racing realized this just isn't good enough, and we have to treat this as an outlier. Otherwise, our game could be in serious jeopardy here. And if you look at this country, its reliance on government support, the way that Sinn Féin is going in the polls, and previous statement on racing, we cannot take anything for granted. And what happened with this photo could have set us back an awful long way, and I am actually worried for the damage it'll do.
Richard, on the statement, I mean, come out, hold your hands up would be, I think, best policy here. Admit you made a mistake and we go from there. I mean, the statement's very questionable. I think it has made matters worse. I think the reaction to the statement from the majority of people I've seen anyway is incredulity.
Yeah, there's an element to that about it. And as I said already, I just ignore it.
But you see, here's the thing. Racing, Elliott, is asking for our trust. So when you come out with a statement like that, yeah, how can you trust that? How can we trust that?
Yeah, look, I can't speak for him.
I understand, Joe, but I'm just making the point. I think the statement is actually important here.
Yeah, it is. And look, it's unconvincing to say the very least. And I just want to clarify the point I was making earlier. Like, everything that happened in relation to this was appalling. But the only point I wanted to make, the caveat I was trying to make, yeah, was that I do believe the horses in the yard are cared for very well.
Absolutely.
I think it is important to make that point, Joe.
Sure. No, it is absolutely. You're a journalist, you're on the ground. If that's your belief, that is really important.
Yeah. And he has done his staff a massive disservice. An absolutely massive disservice. Johnny will you know, attest to this as well. Like, you see the his staff at the races, and you see them online. They often put stuff online, and the care and devotion these horses get, and how well turned out they are at the races. And they're burdened with this for the past couple of days. You know, they're by association kind of linked to it. He's done them a massive, massive disservice. And that's, you know, it comes back to the judgment thing here. He showed such poor judgment in this episode. And that is what, it's appalling really, to think that a trainer of his stature could do something as stupid as this. And that's what it is. It was utterly stupid and crass and juvenile, as I've said already. And that is what's so disconcerting about all this, is that he didn't have the presence of mind, a man in his position. And this is someone, Joe, who has built this operation up. And I would have had huge admiration for Gordon over the years.
Yeah.
As far as I've been concerned, he is the most impressive self-made trainer since Jim Bulger, in terms of what he has built without any family backing, without any money behind him.
Yeah.
And to go and ruin it with an act that is just so despicable, is, you know, it makes no sense. You know, he spent 15, 16 years building this thing up. And he is a man who was so committed, and he attracted the biggest owners in the game.
Mm.
And to ruin it potentially with something so senseless is just so mind-boggling.
Yeah, and look, we should say, I'm sure he's gone through the horrors, right? And like, there'll be forgiveness, there'll be a way out of this one way or another. So, you know, it's a tough time for him, I'm sure, and that should be said as well. And Johnny, I heard you echo the point on welfare and his staff.
Yeah, like I'm not going to lie, I texted Gordon today because I would be worried about somebody who's dealing with all of this. His birthday tomorrow, he'd have four timer today, and he's going to wake up with the greatest hangover of all time for the next many, many days, because this is absolutely horrific for him to deal with. I'm sure he is really, really genuinely sorry. But like, as Richie said, the staff this man has, and he always talks about his staff, that you see them at the race course, they love these animals. His yard is beautiful. It works like clockwork. Not trying to, you know, take any of that away. But if you look at HDTV, we'll say, Joe, since it has come in, and we've all these nature programs and David Attenborough, and I think never has there been more appreciation among humans about how amazing other creatures in this world are. And in terms of what we're doing, you know, the climate change and animal welfare and all of that is going to be massive, massive, massive over the next few years. That's why horse racing is probably under more scrutiny than it has been for some time. And that's also why something like this is absolutely horrific, because, you know, just that image, I can't get it out of my head, to be honest. And I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Okay, gents, thank you very much for your time. Johnny Ward, racing journalist, regular here on the show, and Richard Forrestal, who's the editor of the Racing Post in Ireland. Back in a second.
The OTB Podcast Network.